Unit 19, Corrupt Politics. Nucky Thompson was a famous gangster from New Jersey who ran Atlantic City in the 1920s. As a politician, he was advantageous in that his friends were wealthy donors to his elections and helped secure his position in the polls. To win the support of the people in the city, he held annual events that donated to charities and provided free services to the poor people. The people did not care that Nucky was involved in minor illegal activities, since his money was helping them live comfortable lives. In order to ensure the people's continued support during elections, Nucky developed catchy slogans that captured the people's mind, imagination, and attention. He made up fictional stories of heroic acts and deeds that he performed so that they thought of him as a great man and a born leader. Of course, Nucky's friends knew that this was all ridiculous. Ridiculous. And that he was a fraud in telling people what they wanted to hear. In his inner circle, Nucky gave strict orders for how things were to be run in Atlantic City. He did not allow any dissent among his friends and demanded their full loyalty and cooperation. He forced many local businesses to pay a voluntary fee to him for protection against other gangs, though he was really just taking their money and giving nothing in return. If they did not pay, he forced them to vacate their place of businesses and made room for a new owner to move in who would pay. Nucky grew accustomed to fancy upscale living in New Jersey and had little reason to fear being replaced in Atlantic City. He became so comfortable that he stopped being careful about hiding his illegal operations and questionable politics. A columnist eventually got a hold of sensitive information regarding Nucky's operations and threatened to expose Nucky for fraud. If the story was printed, the people of Atlantic City would see that Nucky did not deserve his position, and they would likely force him out of office. This panicked the normally calm Nucky Thompson a great deal. He reassembled his friends and supporters together in order to figure out how to handle the situation at hand. They told him he should reconsider the way he did business, and that perhaps it was time to stop being a gangster and start acting like a better politician.